eyes, O Lord, save me, my God, deliver.
Welcome to The Firmly Planted Tree, a podcast dedicated to the reading of the Psalms for strength in our daily walk and to delight in the law of the Lord. I'm Joey Hawkins, and like the tree planted by the waters, may God's word establish you in righteousness.
The Lord alone deliverance sends, no other source of help have we.
Psalm 40. To the choir master, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips. As you know, O Lord, I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. For evils have encompassed me beyond number. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and disappointed altogether who seek to snatch away my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, Aha, aha. But may all those who seek you rejoice and be glad. May those who love your salvation say continually, Great is the Lord. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Well, it's good to be with you again here on the Firmly Planted Tree. Took a couple weeks off, one for being sick, and then one just completely being out of the swing of things and playing caught up. But glad to make it here to Psalm 40 with you. And Psalm 40, really, again, we can focus on so many different things in the psalm, but verse 6 is the one that I really want to, 6, 7, and 8, I should say, that I really want to bear down on. This idea, in sacrifice and offering you have not delighted. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. And this is a theme that shows up throughout the Old Testament, so much so that as I read this, I was reminded of other places. Think of Psalm 51:16, where David echoes it again. When he's caught in the sin with Bathsheba, he says, For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. I was reminded specifically of 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, which is when Samuel removes the kingship from King Saul when he is disobedient. And 1 Samuel 15, 22, Samuel said, Has the Lord as a great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, and as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. Even within Proverbs 21:3, we hear the same catchphrase, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. But even if you go beyond that, elsewhere in the Proverbs 15:8, it talks about the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is acceptable to him. Isaiah 1:11, What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. And so we see this theme summed up so well in Hosea 6, verse 6, For I desire love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. To know God is better than simply just to sacrifice to Him. And we know from elsewhere in Scripture and the passage that I want to really close with in the New Testament that ultimately this would become as a fulfillment and an understanding. But throughout the Old Testament, you see this theme from wisdom literature and Proverbs to the prophets, all the way back to the early days of the kingdom, that this is not the thing that God desires above all else, that the sacrifices go perfectly. Rather, it is the hearts of men and women that he desires. It is obedience that he desires. It's not simply the rote or the thing that covers us, but ultimately that had its purpose and it was fulfilled in Jesus. I want to read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. And again, Hebrews sums up so much of the Old Testament and reminds us of why we do not return and turn away from Jesus, but see that fulfillment in him. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sin? But in these sacrifices there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. And we're reminded again in this that it's not, God is not desiring that in this sense that God desires the constant reminder of sin. He doesn't constantly want to be appeased in the same way the pagan gods would be. Continuing in Hebrews 10 verse 5. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. We should note that that many scholars have that the difference in the reading there is from the Septuagint versus the Masoretic text. If you read earlier, it said an ear, you have open ears, and there's a difference between those two. But the meaning is still the same. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book. When he said above, you have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law. Then he added, behold, I have come to do your will. And I love what the author of Hebrews does here. He says, then he does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that we will all have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Once for all. And so when it is said that ultimately I have come to do your will, that is Christ Jesus, who we see, not my will but yours be done, fulfilling ultimately what God had called him to do. And fulfilling then the words that David had written, fulfilling the entire law. I guess this is on my mind. I'm preaching as well in Matthew chapter 5 when Jesus says he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And so in this, then ultimately we see that Jesus is the one who draws us by his obedience, by his perfect life, by his heart into knowing who God is. And so ultimately, that's what I think of when I think of Psalm 40 and when I think of sacrifice, and that we should ultimately, as David praises as well at the end, thank the Lord for the great salvation that he has given us. Verse 16 of Psalm 40, but may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. Thank you again for joining me this week, and I pray that you, like the righteous man, will be planted firmly by streams of righteousness and peace. Thank you for listening. Find us online under the Firmly Planted Tree, where we can further continue our discussion. And please consider sharing this podcast and leaving a review. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. A joyful noise to make, oh, come with thanks, his presence to. With joyful songs.